This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The latest economic crisis has provoked an unprecedented attack on public services and public employee unions. How to organize against this onslaught has become a crucial question for unions which represent public sector workers. Over 1,000 representatives of these unions will be meeting in Durban, South Africa, November 27th to 30th. The meeting is the Congress of the Global Union Federation called Public Services International, the PSI. A PSI Congress is held every 5 years. Together, the unions affiliated to the PSI represent some 20 million workers. I talked to PSI General Secretary Peter Waldorf. I asked Mr. Waldorf, who will be attending the Congress in Durban?
We will have delegates from 132 different countries around the world. And we expect to have something like 1,000 participants. They will come from different parts of public administration, municipal services, health and social care, the areas around water, energy, waste handling, all what you can describe as public services.
Is there a major theme to this Congress?
What we will do this time when we are gathering under the slogan "In the People's Interest" is that we will emphasize that PSI is a global trade union federation with a very strong focus on trade union rights for public sector workers, but at the same time also with a strong commitment to serve our societies with quality public services.
What will the delegates be doing?
As part of the Congress, we will have a migration seminar where we focus on migrants' issues. We will have a women's caucus. We will have sectoral meetings. We will have a youth forum. So there will be many things happening there.
A Congress is an opportunity to renew policies and look into the future. How is the PSI going to plan its actions until the next Congress?
It's already been 5 years since we had our last Congress. So we are trying to look all the way up to 2017 when we are looking into the future. We will adopt a new program of action at this Congress. It's a program that has been developed over the last year in a very close dialogue with our affiliated unions. And this will be the foundation for PSI activities in the coming 5 years. And in the program, we have a very clear focus on the role that PSI is playing in the promotion of quality public services in the future, just as we have done it for the last 10 years. But we will give it a new tension with some new new ideas, including also how to finance public services in the future. And during the Congress down in Durban, we will also make a manifestation in support of the financial transaction tax, the Robin Hood tax. But it's not only that. It's, of course, also to develop new ideas on how we will work in the promotion and defend of trade union rights in the future. This has a very prominent position in our new program, not least because it's an issue for almost public sector workers all over the world. We will also look at the global economy, at the consequences of the austerity that we see in many countries and how PSI will fight back in the future.
What sort of issues will the delegates be addressing?
We have a number of issues that we need to cover in the less than 4 days that the Congress is going on. We also have a big number of resolutions that have been submitted by affiliates, and they are very important too. If I should give just one example, it could be about the universal access to healthcare, which can also be both something to strive for, but in some countries they are also losing that in the light of the crisis right now.
Policies are essential to an organization such as the PSI, but how are you going to put those policies into action?
We will not have our delegates leave Durban without discussing how to bring all these decisions into concrete action. We are looking very much at policy issues, but policy papers will not make the big difference in the world. What will make the big difference is when we are taking this into action afterwards. On the third day of the Congress, we will have a whole day which will be debates about how to win our future struggles. And here we will learn from our best experiences from around the world. Here we will build a commitment amongst our affiliates, because we will secure that all delegates, they are aware of the fact that PSI's strength is not just to be found in our relatively small secretariat. If we really want to win the struggles in the future, we need all the power from our affiliates representing the 20 million working women and men around the world. So we are trying, or we are aiming at, building commitments from our affiliates during the Congress on how they will contribute to win the fights that we are going to fight together in the coming 5 years.
The Congress is being held in Africa. Will that have much of an effect on the Congress?
For many of the delegates who go to South Africa, maybe it will be their first visit to Africa. So it's very important for us also to give people this strong sense that they are in Africa. And they will feel that during our Congress. They will listen to speakers from Africa, the culture. They will get an idea about the history, not least the South African history, because as we have to remember, we are only 18 years after the end of the apartheid time. And we have our Congress just a few weeks before the African National Congress, the ANC, will celebrate their 100th anniversary.